Good morning, no BS. Happy Wednesday. Happy Q&A day. It is Coach MJ here. We are going to answer all sorts of questions. It's ask me anything. Y'all can ask me anything. Coach Lisa is here with us. We are gonna get going. I'm gonna let everybody get in. Everybody get in. If you've got questions for me, make sure that you post them in the Q&A. So that I, because sometimes that chat just runs crazy and I can't catch everything. That's why I have Lisa here with me. But, we are focused on enough this month. That is what we're doing. Then next month, we are doing weekends. We're doing weekends. We're even going to have a workshop, like a 3-hour workshop about weekends. What? How many of y'all struggle on the weekends? You do good all week and then the weekend, you're like, ah, whatever. Yeah, so common. I was probably a no BS for, oh God, 5 or 6 months before I like actually lost weight on a weekend. When I first joined, I would always gain on the weekend. Then I got to where I wasn't gaining, but I wasn't losing. 'Cause for the first few months there, it was like playing catch up all week to lose what I gained on the weekend. So, oh, Spain and in Spain. I love that. And don't forget in the next middle of, well, in a few weeks, tickets go on sale for our live event that is going to happen in 2026 in Dallas. We are going to move locations, not Nashville. We're doing Dallas, which is amazing. Yeah, super excited. So start asking me questions. Ask me anything with Coach MJ. How many of y'all have downloaded the 31-day planner that is on the website, nobswomen.com, under this month in No BS? We have got a 30-day enough planner for you and also a bunch of like ideas and stuff for stopping at enough. It is such a comprehensive list. It is very, very, very good. So, yeah, it is. Amazing. Amazing. Good job. Laura and Cindy have done it. I've gotten a lot of thumbs up. So that is amazing. Y'all have any questions? Everybody's losing weight at a fast clip. Y'all are killing it, killing it, killing it. Carrie said, is there anything you can share regarding the camp theme for next year? No, there's not, honestly. We have not decided on what the camp theme is, but here's what I'm going to tell you about camp. I have been to every event since I became a member. So since 2019 was my very first event with No BS. So 6 years. I did miss one camp the year my daughter got married because Corinne planned it after wedding plans had already been decided. So I did miss that camp. Now, of course, I've watched the replay. But I will just tell y'all, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. If you've never been to an OBS event, every single thing applies. Like, I always think about like Coach Betsy's call. She does a binge call every month. I'm not a binger. Not a binger. But if I listen to that call, I get nuggets every single time. I have great body image, not super interested in sex. If I listen to Lisa's call, I get a shit ton out of it. Okay? I listen to the, how to stay motivated, like, how to lose 5 pounds this month, the mid-month reboot. I get stuff out of every single word that comes out of No BS's mouth. That's a fact. And so it does not matter what the event is. I am going to get a shit ton out of it. And every event, I swear to y'all, I've done it every camp since I joined. I always say, this is the best one ever. It is the Corinne has outdone herself. This is the best one ever. And I believe that I'm not just blowing smoke up everybody's ass. I'm telling you the truth because Corinne is learning, she is growing, and I can promise you whatever she talks about at camp is going to be relevant in some way to you. Somebody said, I don't want to talk about sex and all this other kind of stuff. Corinne is not going to do 2 days on sex. I promise you that. It is going to be applicable to everybody in some way, shape, or form in the membership. It will be. And even if you think, if you hear it whenever we announce it, because I don't even know what it is. Whenever we decide what the camp theme is, I don't care if you even think, oh God, I don't struggle with that. You're going to get the most out of camp, out of anything else, even if you go in thinking it's not applicable to me. It is 2 days in a room if you do in person or even virtual, in a virtual room when those tickets go on sale next year. It's 2 days with filled with women who have exactly the same goals as you do, who are just trying to live their best life, who are prioritizing themselves for that weekend. You get to hang out with us. The other thing is, when you go to camp, all the coaches are there. So if you want to pull, you can pull any of us aside and take us outside, and we will coach you on whatever it is. Even if you don't get selected to get coached at camp, I coach people all day long during camp. They pull me outside and I coach them. And so it is just having that access to the coaches, to be able to get coached, to, just to be around women. I told somebody after I came back from my first camp, I said it was really the first time in my life I felt like I belonged. I didn't have to explain why I was leaving food on my plate. I didn't have to explain why I was losing weight and ordering a cheeseburger. I did not have to explain why I was losing weight and drinking wine. I knew nobody was judging me because of my food choices at all. And there was something about that that was so amazing. It was so amazing to me to feel included, to feel belonging, to feel understood, and to not have to explain myself. It was really the best feeling in the world. And we used to do it at this hotel in Nashville. And I would seriously, when we would pull, I'd, pull up to the hotel. This was before I was a coach, when I was still a member. And I would audibly sigh when I was on that shuttle from the hotel, from the airport to that hotel, because I can't, if you've never been to an in-person event, just the feeling of like, I can be myself. I love these women. You see people that you like only see on Zoom or in Facebook or whatnot. And it was, when I always tell everybody, I'm still a member of No BS. I am. I'm y'all. I am y'all all day long. And I love this membership and I love the people in it. So don't ever think that it is not going to apply to you, because I can swear to you it will. I swear to you. Lee says, why do I self-sabotage? I don't know, Lee. Is it after a good weigh-in? Is it after a bad weigh-in? Tell me your thoughts. You've done so good all day. You should just go ahead and eat. There are so many reasons that you self-sabotage. So give me a little bit more information. Karen says, virtual does feel like, before I answer your question, virtual does feel like a community too. So if you've never done virtual events, when those tickets go on sale, you go into a Zoom room. It's a Brady Bunch Zoom room, but you don't have to have your camera on. Nobody can hear you, but if you turn your camera on, we can see you. We have dance parties. We give away prizes in the Zoom room. You're with a coach all weekend long. They stay with you the entire time. So they'll be there with you for the whole 2 days in the chat the entire time. And then any questions that come in from the Zoom room, we make sure to get those to Corinne. So your questions get answered too as well, answered as well. Yeah, the camp chats are fun. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so Karen said, I've kept track of my loss with measurements and pictures, but I feel like all of a sudden my body changed. It's for the better and I'm thrilled, but I'm having issues with accepting that who I see in the pictures is me. That's very normal, Karen. I find myself looking at current pictures and saying, when did this happen? As I point to the part that I feel shocked about. That is normal. That is normal. My reaction is like someone photoshopped my image and I don't recognize it. Yep. It's a wonderful problem to have, but I'm feeling so weird looking at myself and thinking, damn, I look normal compared to wow, I'm morbidly obese. It takes practice, Karen, because your body, I did it one time when we were talking about pictures. So your body, your brain memorizes what your body looks like. It sees it all the time, and so it knows exactly. So you have in your mind's eye what you look like. And then when you start to lose weight, at some point the changes are visually very noticeable. And your brain is like, it ain't me. I don't know who that is. You don't look like that. You look like this, whatever is in your head. And so the more you look at yourself, the more that you become accustomed to seeing the new way that you look. But your brain has to catch up with it. And it takes a while for that to happen. But it is very normal when you lose weight. Or like, I remember when I used to hold up clothes and I would see like, like whenever I got out of the X's and I was just in a large and I would hold up the large and I'm like, they ain't never gonna fit me. My ass is way bigger than that. And then you go try it on and you're like, how could that fit? I don't understand. Like, 'cause you would hold it up and it looked more narrow. Like it was never gonna fit. But just the more that you look at yourself, the more you practice, like this is just who I am now, is very true. That's exactly how it works. So just give yourself some time and a little bit of compassion, and your brain will catch up to it. Susan, I'm working on the basics, but I don't make use of all the resources. Yeah, for example, worksheets. I have a modified version of the daily planner. Sometimes I'm hard on myself thinking I'm not doing enough or doing it right. How do I talk to myself and tell myself it's okay not to do it all with the resources? Okay, so Susan, this is what you have to remember. Like, you've got the maintenance course, but if you're not in maintenance, you don't need it. If you don't binge, maybe you don't need Betsy's calls. If you're not struggling, or if you found a different planner, whatever that works for you, then that's exactly what you do. Because you're going to take bits and pieces of this program, the ones that apply to you and the ones that you need, and that is what you use. Because we've got people in here that just joined like a week or two ago, and we've got people that have been in here before me, before 2018, that have been here forever and ever and ever. They found Corinne on the message boards with the Weight Watchers message boards way, way back in the day. They're still paying $10 a month for membership. They've been, or less, I think. I think Vern's on here. She can tell us how much, like, because we never, if you come in at a price, you stay at that price, even if we go up on price. So there are people in this membership that have been with Corinne forever. So they all need different things. $15.95 they paying, right? And so, because that's how much it used to cost back in the way back day. But that is, you just take what you need and leave the rest. It's not all applicable to you. I always say everything on this website, every worksheet, every call, every course is available to you, but it may not be for you. You don't go to the library and say, well, I can't read every book. I mean, I'm not using every resource. I'm just never coming back here. You don't go to a restaurant and say, well, if I can't order everything on the menu, so I'm just not going to eat. There's no point in me going because I can't order one of everything. But for whatever reason, we join a membership and we're like, well, if I'm not using everything, no, that's not true. It's like I've got a punch bowl in my house I have not used in, I don't even know, but somebody's going to get married. I'm going to need a punch bowl. I keep it. I don't just throw it out because I'm not really using it. But we have all of those things in our lives that we're like, it's okay with. But if you're losing weight and you download and you're using the resources inside of No BS that work for you, then that's all you need. You're getting the most out of it. It's like when you've had enough at dinner and you've decided to throw away the rest of the food because you've had all you need. You don't have to eat it all. You don't have to use it all. You just use what works for you. We have people in here that do not use Facebook at all. They're not Facebook people. They just listen to replays. They come to live calls because Facebook is not for them. It's available to them, but it's not for them. Just like some of the worksheets inside of No BS are available to you, but it may not be for you. So it's just, we have a lot of resources in OBS. They're not meant for you to use all of them. They're meant for you to be able to find what you need that works for you. Take what you need and leave the rest. It's not, we don't cancel Netflix because we can't watch every single Netflix show that they have out available. But we don't cancel our Netflix, or I don't. So I hope that helps. The 365s this month are really good. Is there a way to get transcripts for them? I'd like to add the stopping, add it to the stopping at enough guide. No, we do not have transcripts. I'm sorry about that. That's just audio. I don't know if there's a way you could, I don't know. I don't know if there's a way like a, there's probably an app. I don't know. AI probably could do something for you, but that's more than I know about. All right. Let's see. Oh, you could play it and take AI notes. Thank you, Christy. So smart. I knew somebody would know. Look, everybody's got it. I did show what I am now drinking lately on the call on Sunday. For anybody that wants to know, it's this Splash. I like it a lot. Zero calories. It's got the aspartame in it or whatever it is. But it's water. No caffeine, no nothing. And it gives me a little sparkle. I struggle with enough. I plan foods I like. I have made plans 17 of 20 days this month. Love it. And never follow my plans for dinner and snacks. This is not an exaggeration. Okay. How can I start small to follow a plan and stop it enough? The best way to do it is to give yourself some choices. Because if you're never following your plan for dinner and snacks, that means that you're not planning what you want. It's probably for dinner a should plan. For snacks, it's a should plan. Like you really want chips, but you're like, oh no, can't have chips. Gotta have fruit. Fruit's what I need. So you wanna make sure that, first of all, it's not a should plan, it's a doable plan. That's number one. Number two, give yourself a couple of choices. If you do want to put down that better or best choice, also give yourself a good choice to plan from. That's what you want to have on that plan. You might even want to do a snack list. Put 10 or 12 things on your plan that are like, these are the snacks that I'm going to choose from today. So treat it more like a menu than like a really strict plan. That's a great way to get started if you're going to do a plan. And then also, if you are brand new, you know, we don't want you planning when you're brand new. We want you to get on to doable hunger. And so that quick start guide that is in the No BS Weight Loss course, if you go on the website, No BS Courses, No BS Weight Loss course, the quick start guide is there at the top. And you don't start by planning. We want to start with doable hunger. So you want to go ahead and download that or print it or ever how you get your worksheets here at No BS. And you don't plan. You just write down what you ate after you ate it. And then did I wait for hunger when I did I start when I was hungry? And did I stop at enough? Because doable hunger is where that is where weight loss happens. Doable hunger. Doable hunger. Janet said, I've emailed with you, haven't I, Janet? I'm losing a small amount of weight so far and approximately 2 months in. It feels like my clothes are more loose and possibly losing inches. I didn't measure myself prior to joining. Also, there are improvements in my health markers. I love that. And happy with this. I'm starting to feel like I can figure out what is enough and slightly cutting down food. Thank you. Okay. Well, good. So, you're losing a small amount of weight. If you're not happy with your weight loss, or you're like, I need to lose more, or I think I'm not losing like I should, at any time you can take all your data over to Ask Coaches on our website, nobswoman.com, coaching, Ask Coaches, and just say, I think I should, here's how much weight I've lost. I think I should be losing more. Help me. And they will help you. So, even if you don't have a question with Ask Coaches, you're like, I think it should be different, or I think I should be using more resources. Help me. You don't need like a whatever your old shitty thoughts are. I think I should be losing more weight, or whatever it is. Help me. We've got the questions. We'll come back at you with questions to get to the bottom of it. So don't ever hesitate to reach out to Ask Coaches, or you can email me. Laura, happy birthday. Laura in the chat is 67 years young today. Happy birthday, Laura. Lee, I was down to my lowest so far a couple weeks ago. Now I'm back up for Pounds. Lee, you're the one that was talking about sabotaging yourself. So you know why your weight is up. You don't do well with gluten, fried pickles, calamari, fried fish. That you're back up 4 pounds. That's probably just inflammation. That's probably just inflammation. You can get that back off. Just cut out those things that you know creates the inflammation, if that's what you choose to do. But then it is, what were your thoughts, Lee? When you got to your lowest weight, why did you include those things all of a sudden? Why did you decide to include? What were your thoughts? I've been so good. I can slack off a little bit. A little bit won't matter. You've got room to eat that stuff now. Like, what were your thoughts? Bridget, third time newbie here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm thinking about how much weight I want to lose. My first goal is 5 pounds. I love that goal. I want to lose a total of 25. I haven't lost any weight in a couple of years. How can I believe I can do it? I'm having a hard time believing. I've dumped so much money on weight loss. I'm sick of trying. Any suggestions? Well, you're not sick of trying because you're here. So you know you got one try left in you. Let's see. How you don't need to believe you can do it, Bridget. Believe fit and required, which is lovely. It's so lovely. You don't need to believe you can lose 25 pounds. I believe it. Lisa believes it. Corinne believes it. We all believe it. Kathy believes it. So you don't need to believe it. All you need to do is to believe in what you can do today. I believe that today I can wait for hunger. And I know eventually that will lead to weight loss if I stack up enough of those, but I don't need to believe in that part. I just need to believe that today I can drink my water. Today I believe that I can write down what I'm going to eat, or I'm going to fill out my quick start guide. Today I believe at dinner I can serve myself on a smaller plate and check in with myself. What do you believe you can do today? That's all you need to believe in. Leave the rest, kick it down the road. You don't need to believe in that. You don't need to believe in that. You just need to believe in what you can do today. That's all you need. And then the other question is, how are you going to do it different? Because you've already quit twice. I want to know what got you to hit the cancel button. What frustrated you the most? Why did you quit? And how is it going to be different this time? What are you going to do differently? First thing is, you need to pinky promise me right now that if you ever think about quitting, you probably in the past you thought about quitting and you didn't ask for help. I want you to pinky promise me right now, pinkies up, for any of y'all on this call, if you are thinking about canceling your membership for whatever reason, you email me immediately. Before you click cancel, you email me. You email me. Immediately, immediately. Support@pnptribe.com or just reply to any email or click the blue question mark on the bottom. I find y'all. You just somehow get in that box, I'll get you. All right. What can I do, Cecilia says, to retrain my mind to not choose food to deal with my shitty thoughts? You've got to have the ping pong conversation. So whatever that shitty thought is, you've got to, that's the only thing your brain knows. Like our shitty thoughts are habit thoughts. They're what we've thought for a long time. It's just our default thinking. I want you to think about it like that. And so when you've been thinking it for a really, really long time, that's all, that's the only thing. That's the only script that you have programmed into your brain. It's the only script you got. You gave it one option. You know those, oh, who remembers those choose your own adventure books? And it was like you get to the bottom of the page, and then it would say, like, if you think, you know, whatever should happen, go to page 40. If you think this should happen, go to page 41, whatever it was. I did love those books. That's what you have to do to your brain. So one of your choices is always going to be food. If you think you should eat over this shitty thought, go to page pantry. And it only knows that one way. You've got to give it another option. You just got to. It's like, I deserve this. You know, what I really deserve is to lose weight this week. But you've been so good. Yeah. You're creating a new life you want with food. That's exactly what you've been wanting to do. A little bit won't hurt. Girl, you say that all the time. You know, it's never just a little bit. Next thing you know, you'll be face down in that bag of chips saying, fuck it till Monday. You know, that's how you do. I'm on to you. You've got to have that back and forth conversation because it only knows one way to get, and it's getting you in a pantry or the refrigerator or in the drive-thru or at the gas station. You've shitty thought, eat. Shitty thought, eat. You've done that so many times. That's all you know. You've got to insert something else in the middle there. Oh yeah, Paula's been here forever. How much do you did you pay a month, Paula? Paula been in for 18 years. Yep. Lee. Special occasions. This is back. We're going back to why do I self-sabotage? Special occasions were my reason for eating gluten the last couple of weeks. Hubby's birthday and leaving a 30-year relationship my husband and I've had as independent contractors. I have 9 more days there left. Well, then that's what we have to work on. What are all your thoughts about that? So maybe you love that you had cake for your husband's birthday and you're like, I got some inflammation. I got some inflammation. But it was worth it because that cake was good and it was my husband's birthday and I just wanted to celebrate it and it was worth it to me. It was worth it. I knew I was going to pay the price, but I'd do it again. If I could go back, I would do it one more time. And then maybe eating over this contract thing, you're like, is it really worth my inflammation? Is it really worth my joints hurting? Is it really worth whatever? And make your decision there. So, you just ate things that didn't agree with you that created inflammation. And now you've got to decide what you want to do next. Anonymous. I find myself overeating at times and knowing that I'm eating past enough. I will then just wait until I'm hungry again and reset. I love that. That's a great example of next best decision. That is an amazing example. My brain is saying I can overeat and correct in the next meal. But how do I correct the overeat in the first place? Yeah, so that's an old shitty thought. That is an old shitty thought. Because here's what's happening. When you eat past enough, your body is like, I've had enough. I don't need any more. Don't give me anything else. And you're like, shut up. Yes, I'm going to keep eating. And then it stores it. So it's harder for it to get rid of it after the fact. So you want to get a handle on why you're overeating? Because you're probably overeating for an emotional reason, and your whole goal is to get is to become someone who does not eat over emotions. So when you're going over enough, and you know, I'm at enough, here I am, I'm sitting here and I'm done. What is the thought, Anonymous? A little bit won't hurt. It's just a few more bites. It doesn't matter, but it tastes so good. Tell me what your thoughts are. Because then that's when you have to have the ping pong conversation. I am learning to leave food on the literally on the table. I am not going to use my body as a trash can anymore. It is not a storage facility. I am not going to eat over a thought anymore. Those could be some of your thoughts. Oh, Patricia hit her 30 days. Welcome. I'm glad you're here for 30 days. On to day 31, you've unlocked a lot of cool shit now, Patricia. Okay, so I have asked this before, but for some reason, I need to hear the difference again. What is the difference between a behavioral why and a weight loss why? You explained that so well. So I don't know how well I explain it, but we'll see. A behavioral why is the person you want to become, just like I was talking about. I'm not an emotional eater anymore. I'm not a person who eats over a thought anymore. The behavioral why. I'm a person who drinks 64 ounces at least of water every single day because I know that it helps my body. So it's why do you want the behavior? A weight loss why was like for me, one was I wanted to shop in boutiques with my daughters. I wanted to be able to walk into any store and buy whatever I wanted. I wanted to go to my daughter's dance recitals and never worry about fitting in a seat. Like those were some of my weight loss whys. But the behavioral whys is, why do you want to become a person who does that thing? As far as like your habits, just how do you want to behave? A behavioral why? Why do you want to behave in that way? Whether it is including more better and best foods, or whether it's because, you just don't want to eat over your emotions anymore. Why is it important to get this behavior into your life? Not so much a question, but a comment. My focus has been hunger and enough. I do not plan my foods. I don't assess. I'm just working on getting hunger and enough in check. When I try to do all the things, I fizzle out, meeting myself where I'm at. Am I being perfect? No, but doing my best. Oh, love you, MJ. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to tell you, Jennifer, I hear you. I've got a working with somebody right now who does not like to plan. And I get it. If you don't want to plan and you're not ready to add in planning, I'm going to tell you the importance, though, Jennifer, of doing the quick start guide. This is why. If you would just add that on to the end of your day, and if you're not ready, don't do it. But I'm just going to tell you the benefit of it. So go to that quick start guide. You just write down what you ate. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? Then, if the scale stops moving, if you hit a stall, or if you notice you're going up a little bit for a few weeks in a row, you can email me all of that information. I can help you immediately see any patterns. Like, I notice you're eating every Thursday night at dinner. What's going on Thursday at work? Like, or whatever during your day. Is that an, or I noticed that, like, on Saturday at like breakfast, you never eat breakfast, but you're eating breakfast on Saturday. Tell me what's going on. Because then if you notice, you already have the information. So it's not planning, it's just keeping a record basically of when did you wait for hunger? How often have you stopped it enough? All of those kind of things. So I can help you immediately if you notice a stall. That's the beauty of having that. It's not a plan. It's eating whatever, but just writing it down after the fact so that we can have some data if you ever, which if you're in weight loss at some point, you're going to hit a stall because that's what bodies do. That's what bodies do. So the quick start guide, Maureen, if you go on the website, nobswomen.com, under courses, the No BS Weight Loss course where the videos live, it's at the very, very top. There's a little icon right there. And you can download it there. And you can also grab it from the chat because Lisa's awesome. Kristen, I want to lose weight and still keep my wine. Perfect. I drink maybe 5 to 6 days a week and then have 1 to 3 glasses of wine. How do I work this in with weight loss? I also want to cut down the amount of days I drink during the week. How should I start doing this? Okay. So, first of all, are you losing weight right now with your current habit? That's my first question. Because if you are, you may not have to level it up right now, but you don't also want to do all or nothing. So if you're having 1 to 3 glasses of wine, 5 to 6, just plan 2 glasses. Like start there. I'm going to have 2 glasses of wine, whatever. Or you could say 5 to 6 days a week. I'm only going to drink 2 glasses of wine 5 days a week. So you're going to start to slowly level that up if you're ready to level it up. If you know you're still losing weight, you're like, I'll work on that next. You can do that. Okay. But that's what I would do. Just take it down one at a time. Because what you're probably thinking is, I'll just go down to 1 glass when I have been drinking, 1 to 3, just go down to 2. That's what those little level ups are. When your brain is like, that's not enough. That'll never be enough. I need to do better. I need to do more. When you have those thoughts, you're exactly where you need to be. That's the exact level up you need to make. So take it down 1 glass a day of the on the days that you drink, and then you can also work on days of the week. Jackie. I'm thankful to be a part of a group of people who I know won't judge me and think I'm being lazy by asking this instead of looking it up. Girl, we'll look anything up for you. I honestly don't have time and need a quick answer. Perfect. Would you please point me to info about traveling while attempting to follow the basics while managing grief. That's a lot right there. My dad passed away a couple days ago. I am so sorry. And I'm leaving today to travel to Northern Michigan to say so long for now and celebrate his life. Oh, I'm beginning to plan, panic because I don't know how to plan. You know what? I wouldn't even plan while you're gone. Use that quick start guide so that you can just write down, but you can kind of keep track of your doable hunger. Did you wait for hunger? Did you stop it enough? Because probably, I mean, you're going to, where are you going? Michigan. I don't know how they do it in Michigan, but honey, we bring a casserole in South Carolina and fried chicken and all that other kind of stuff. You're not going to be planning ahead, all of that stuff. You're going to probably just whatever's there, you're going to eat. So you're probably not going to want to plan, but you're going to want to. Use that, like just keep track if you want to do that. The other thing you can really do that's so good when you're traveling and you don't know what is being planned and all that other kind of stuff, really ask yourself, is this velvet rope worthy? Is it velvet rope worthy? Now, a cold piece of fried chicken from KFC, when somebody just brings in a roast, maybe you choose the warm roast instead of a cold piece of fried chicken, unless you love fried chicken, there's that. But cold fried chicken, I do too, Christy. I like cold fried chicken. If it is a store-bought cookie, but then there's like regular cookies there that somebody made with love from their heart, maybe you're going to choose the cookie that was homemade over the Publix cookie. Okay. So you want to think about the velvet rope as you travel through. Make some decisions. And then also give yourself a little bit of grace. I only want to eat right now because I miss my dad. There's a lot going on right now. I'm really having, like, give yourself some compassion, right? And the other thing too is don't beat yourself up if you overeat because, you know, we get a lot of practice at Monday through Friday, which is one reason I'm looking so forward to this weekend reset because people always have a hard time because you don't practice weekends. You practice weekdays, 5 days a week, 25 days a month or whatever, 24 days a month. And then you only practice weekends a very short period of time. You've probably not ever, or since you've been in OBS or very much, had to practice grieving and doing OBS. So it makes sense that you're not going to get it right. Makes total sense. Because you've not had a lot of practice walking through grief and following doable hunger and figuring out how no BS works. And the other thing is, do what is easy. Get your water in. Get your water in. Rest when you can. And then you can also go on the website, or even if you're traveling, download some of the private member, if you've got the live training private member podcast. Go back and make sure, especially the ones that Kathy does, how to feel the hard stuff without eating. Those are so good. Make sure that's downloaded onto your phone if you're flying or if you're in the car. You can just listen and put those on. And she talks a lot about how to regulate your nervous system, about hand over your heart, about taking deep breaths, about how to calm yourself in those moments where you're so heightened and the grief feels so big. Those are such, and she's got a calming voice and whatnot. Like you might really enjoy listening to that. It'll get you in a really good headspace. And the other thing, if you really want to keep Corinne, like, you know, sort of keep your goals front of mind, another good thing you could include if you want to, is just make sure every day you're listening to Corinne 365. Like while you're in the shower, turn it on while you're putting on your makeup or getting dressed. Just turn that on, and just take a listen to it. And it's just a great way to remind your brain, I'm here doing this thing for my dad. We're going to celebrate his life. I'm extremely sad, but I still have goals. I still have goals. And I want to pick all that up as soon as this is over. And just give yourself some compassion. You have not practiced grieving. In no BS. And no matter what happens, I don't care if you overeat every day while you're gone, when you come back, you've got a safe space to run back to. We will help you untangle anything you need untangling the minute you come back. You just go, enjoy your family, celebrate your dad, and we will be right here. We will be right here, ready to help you get right back on track the minute all of that is settled. Okay, Lee is back again with her why do I self-sabotage? My thoughts were these are special occasions. I wanted my pound cake at the party, wanted the fried stuff without with friend while out with friends. I don't even know if that's sabotage. You just wanted it. You were celebratory. So here's what I would do, Lee. Next time weeks of celebration happen, I want you to go back through the last couple of weeks. I do this with vacations. I've done it with work travel, like anything kind of different. As soon as I figure out what's going on, and I know I kind of went off, donking around, whatever, I sit down and I would write down the three things I did really well that the next time this comes up, vacation, celebrations, holidays, whatever, the three things I really did well and I want to put on repeat. So maybe I got all my water before I drank alcohol on vacation. Maybe I didn't write a plan, but I wrote down what I ate every day. Like I love that. Maybe I went on a walk every day and I listened to Corinne. Those are the three things I did well. And if this comes up again, I am definitely gonna do that. And then the three things you want to level up next time. Didn't love how I showed up. Didn't love how I showed up. I was eating like, I was grazing a lot, whenever I was on vacation. Or I chose all good foods when I really want to just choose every time I go out one good food and the rest are better and best, like whatever it is. So, two or three things that you want to level up next time, all that happens, so that you have a plan and you work through it. Because every time you go off plan or you go rogue or you go wayward, it's not time to quit and it's not time to beat yourself up. It is time to put on your lab coat, figure out what happened and what you want to happen next time. That's what I want you to do. So let you work on that part. I'm back in the No BS program after 2 months. I lost 12 and a half pounds. Whoop, whoop. What worked very well for me so far, besides from the four basic, is timing my bites and eating without distractions. Am I ever going to be able to eat normally again? Depends on what normally is to you. You get to decide what normally is. Who decides what is normal? You. And I'm going to just say this. If you have to have a bite timer on your phone every time you eat from now on, but I'm telling you, in a year, you're going to be at your goal weight and you're going to keep it off for the rest of your life. What would you say? You'd probably be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do it. It is not, I mean, I plan every day. It takes me about 3 minutes. And of course, I had thoughts like, oh my God, no, thin people don't have to plan their food. Why do I have to plan my food? Why can't I be normal like them? And I'm like, listen, I have literally 3 minutes and I have maintained my weight loss for 5 years happily. That's the price of admission. But I will also say this, it gets easier. Finding your enough with practice does get easier and it just gets easier. And like for me at night, I always tell this, but I eat distracted at night. I watch TV. I get my plate and I go sit down and watch TV. So I know I'm not mindful of my enough. So I set myself up for success in that area. I only serve myself half. If I eat pizza, I only take one piece of pizza with me to sit down and eat and watch TV. So I eat that piece of pizza and then I've created my own pause. And then I get to decide, am I going to go back and get some more? Am I still hungry? Am I not? If I get like a little spoon of everything that is offered to me at dinner or that I made, hell, at dinner. Tonight, I'm going to say this so wrong. I'm gonna say it wrong. Should I say it wrong? Y'all will know what I'm talking about. Those birria tacos. I've said it wrong. Anyway, there's this place in town. Oh my God. It's magical. And they send you home with like eight tacos. So that's what we're having for dinner tonight. Because I told my husband that's what I wanted last night. I will get one taco and I will go sit down. I will eat the taco. And I will make myself get up. I'm not sitting down there with the whole plate because I'm going to set myself up for success. I still have to do that. I don't have to. MJ, I still choose to do that every single day because my weight loss means that much to me. That is how I set myself up for success. That's how I maintain my weight loss. That's how I get to go to bed proud every day. That is how I get to set a good example for y'all. I love my reasons for doing it. I don't have to. I know, I caught myself. I caught myself. I caught myself. I have to see. I still fuck up. Do you see how easy it is to change a thought? Yeah. Oh, great protein. I'm so excited about it. Yeah, I want to. I choose to. I have a choice. You have a choice every time you turn on that bite timer. I look at it like I'm such a fucking badass. A lot of people can't figure this out. I have figured out the hack that works for me to help me lose 12 and a half fucking pounds. That my friends over there eating cardboard. They can't have none. They are eating literal twigs and chicken and some steamed broccoli. I am over here living my best damn life, eating whatever I want to eat. Only thing I had to do is hit start on this bite timer. Fuck yeah. You could think of it like that. That thought is also available to you. We did this camp a long time ago called Becoming the Hero of Your Own Story. I loved it so much. And it was literally about that. Like, your badass self has figured it out. That's fucking awesome. I bet you didn't eat jack, like, just jack wagon shit you didn't want to eat to lose 12 and a half pounds. Only thing you needed to do is set a bite timer. Fuck me. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Shannon, what is the ping pong? I have heard it referred to a couple times. It's just the conversation you have in your head. So you have the old shitty thought. Like I think I said a minute ago, I deserve this. No, what I really deserve is to lose weight this week. What I deserve is to go into Target and go in that dressing room and wear a size large. That's what I really deserve. Oh, but it's so good. It tastes so good. It does taste really good. And I can have it anytime I want to. If I stop right now, I can have it tomorrow. I can have it anytime I want to. Just the conversation. Because your brain does not, it only knows the old shitty way. It don't know another way. You got to train it. You got to train it the way you want it to go. That's all it is. It is. It's just a shift in perspective, Laura. Yep. Let's see. Darlene says, "Oh, how did my chicken and dumplings event go? Those can be challenging for us." You know what? I did pretty good because I had to make my mama's plate. I had a family reunion. We had chicken and dumplings, and of course, Aunt Clara's pickles, which are so good. But I just got a little bit of everything on my plate. They had those platter plates. So when I saw that, I just said, I'm only going to use half of this plate. Like, so how, like I divided it and in my mind in half, then I did eat two or three bites past enough, but it was because of dessert, which was really good. And I knew I didn't even get chicken and dumplings. I made my mama's chicken and dumpling bowl because she wanted chicken and dumplings. And I knew I would be fine after a couple bites. So I just said, "Can I have a couple bites of your chicken and dumplings before you get started?" And she was like, "Yes," because I made sure she had plenty. And that's what I did. Aunt Clara's pickles are the best. And she's almost 90. And I asked her daughter, I said, "Does somebody know how to make these damn pickles? Somebody needs to know how to make Aunt Clara's pickles." Lee says that we're back to Lee was we've been going back and forth about self-sabotage. I stopped it enough before I got to the cake. Good. I planned the cake. Good. But wasn't hungry. Not good. Yes. No, it's here you go. That's what I want you to hear. We're going to get rid of this good and bad because I said three things you want to improve on, which is different than good and bad. So even whenever you say I wasn't hungry, so the next time what you want to level up is waiting for hunger, either saving room for the cake and eating less with your meal so that you're still hungry for the cake, or packing it up and taking it home and having it when you are hungry. I don't like good and bad. It doesn't feel good to me. Let's see. I didn't gorge on the calamari. Oh, hold on a minute. I'll go down. Lisa's ahead of me. Lisa's so fast. She's so fast. But wasn't hungry. Okay, I didn't gorge on the calamari. I stopped at only a few, so I would still be hungry for the awesome sushi that was next. Gluten was bad. So I know gluten doesn't make me feel good. So the next time I want to level up and not have as much gluten or not have any gluten, whatever it is. Instead of gluten was bad. I don't like good bad. My mama told me good bad my whole life, and I'm not doing that. I'm making, you're like all of us, Lee. You make choices because of habits that you developed over time, whether they were to cope with an emotion or because people said words to you or whatever it is. That doesn't make you bad. It's just the only thing you had, right? And so people who are, murder is a bad choice. Eating a piece of cake isn't. That's good, Karen. But I'm not gonna talk down to myself because of habits that I've learned over my life. I'm just not. I'm not gonna, it's because of shit my mama said. It's because of Instagram. It's because of what I was told. It was because of the diet industry. It was because of all these messages that I got. And I just was trusting. And I believed a lot of things. And that doesn't make me good. It doesn't make me bad. It's just things that I believe because my mama told me, or because some guy told me, or because I read it in a magazine one time, or I saw an Instagram reel about it. That didn't make me bad. It just makes me misinformed. And now I know better. So, I do different now because I know what feels good in my body. I know what I enjoy. I know how to maintain my weight loss, or when I was losing weight, how to lose weight. And so that's just, that's one of my, I'm going to just tell you, I say this a lot, but it really is that conversation that you have with yourself. I think no BS, it is doable hunger and all that other stuff, but it's being willing to make a mistake because you're fucking human and not beat yourself up over it. It's not, fuck it eating over a fuck it eat. It is not punishing or restricting myself because I overate at a meal. I'm just not doing that anymore. Because normal eaters, we always talk about normal eaters. They don't do that. People who eat normally, they're like, my kids are normal eaters. So I watch them. They're like, God, I ate way too much. Or my daughter now will say, we had that big lunch. I just don't want dinner. But not out of punishment because she's just not hungry. So, I'm just not going to talk. I'm not. Good, bad, have to. Y'all heard me correct myself. That's what I'm saying. I don't do it perfect either. I don't do it perfectly. I just don't. I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. And so, but y'all hear me catch myself on these calls because it is a pr I'm gonna do it every day for the rest of my life. Those old shitties every once in a while, I sneak right back in. Sneak right back in. Yes. My size two niece ate an entire 2 pound bag of jelly beans once, and her judgment was shrugging her shoulders. It was just a choice. I know we just have all these ideas of what normal eaters do, and then we think we're not normal, so we have to be the opposite of what we are in order to be normal. But we all decide what is normal for us. You get to decide what is normal for you. If a bike timer is normal for you, normal for me is planning. My kids don't plan. There's a probably 80% of people of this world don't plan. But for me, planning is normal because I've decided it is normal. I've decided that's normal for me. And so that's what I do because it's normal. Because I said it's normal. A lot of people, like I drink alcohol, I drink wine. A lot of people be like, that's not normal. Normal people don't drink wine. Well, it's normal for me. It's normal for me. It just is. So there's that. Any other questions? We have 5 minutes. Y'all got any other questions? A bite timer. A lot of people use it. Like it's just an app. I think it's called Bite Timer. I don't even know. But it is just a way to time your bite. So like you turn it on and then like every minute or ever how you set slow eats is the name of it. But yeah, you just do that. You just do it. And then every so it just reminds you to put your fork down. Oh, I love this, Suzanne. This is such a good question. I'm so glad you asked it. This question feels very basic, but it's been tripping me up lately. If I eat everything on my plate and I'm done, no overeating, did I stop at enough? Yeah, enough can be anywhere. Enough can be I ate everything on my plate and I was still a little bit hungry and I went back and got a few more bites. That could be your enough. Enough can come when half the plate is gone. Enough can come, like you could just happen to hit it right and finish your plate and eat to enough. If you, a lot of times, I pretty much now, well, no, probably about 70% of the time, I finish my plate because I know what enough is. So I kind of just serve myself enough. Just over time, if you ever eat with Corinne Crabtree at her house, most of the time she finishes her plate because she knows what enough is for her. You just get kind of used to it. And so enough is not how much or how little is left on your plate. It's how you feel in your body, which is different. Janie said, I have been doing great with stopping at enough. Now I got the hiccups this month. But I feel like I always do that with our No BS monthly themes. Any tips? For how we can carry our progress forward while working on the new monthly theme as well. Yes, I do. So if you loved like the 30-day planner of did I start when I was hungry and stopping at enough, add that to your planner so that you can continue that habit on because you've got 30 days of doing it under your belt. So you can do that as well. You can also at the end of the month take everything that worked for you. Like maybe for like me, the halftime method works for me. Or, smaller plate, which is basically the halftime method. That's what works for me at dinner. So you're like, okay, that's just who I am now. I'm gonna only serve myself on a smaller plate at dinner because it worked so well. You can keep all of those habits that you discovered over this month, be like, I'm gonna start doing that shit all the time now because it helps me stop it enough. So you just take what you learned this month. And the things that you love about it and the things that you feel like made stopping at enough easy for you just continue on with those. The ones that you're like, I don't want to use that 30, you could still use that enough planner. You could switch over to that if you want to for a while to get those, more days under your belt with using it. But if you're like, no, I really do like my planner, but I did love, am I hungry? And did I stop it enough? So I'm gonna just add that to my planner. So just take the things you loved about this month that helped you and carry them forward. Valerie said, I'm up 5 pounds from Sunday. Okay, what happened? Okay, here we go. I feel like I'm never gonna lose weight. What can I do? I'm 100% on plan and assessing. You're 100% at stopping at enough sleep and water. So what was your waiting for hunger like? What was waiting for hunger like? And Valerie, because we're getting close to the time, email me, take pictures of all your plans and whatnot, sit Sunday, send them to me. Email me, support@pnptribe.com. Email me. I'll look at your shit, Valerie. Kathy says, I'm getting ready to start at a blush gym today. I don't even know what that is. I walk 3 miles a day. but am 69 and wanting to build strength. I love that so much. I love that. Every time I've worked out like that before, I've gained weight and I want to do that again. Tips. Yes, Kathy. Wasn't I talking to you about this, Lisa, the other day? I think I was. I think I was talking to Coach Lisa about this the other day. This is what happens. We come from a Weight Watchers world. We come from all these places that tell us exercise earns us more food. If you work out, you get more food. It cancels each other out. Like it's like doing math with fractions. They cancel each other out. So you exercise more than you overeat because you did exercise. That is where the rub comes in for most people. The amount of exercise that you are going to add, the amount of weightlifting that you're going to add is not going to create more hunger. It's not. It's just not. But we tell ourselves that, and then we think we're hungry because we worked out, but it's all coming from our thoughts. So I used to run half marathons. I haven't done one in a while, but I think I'm going to take up running again. So when it got to running 7 miles, for my training, which was about an hour and 15, 20 minutes for me, I would need an extra snack, like a handful of nuts. I would have to add that. Once I got to about the hour and 15-minute mark of running, and it's intervals too, y'all. Don't think I'm out there busting balls, but I am a runner. So that is about when I would need extra food. And when I say extra food, I'm talking about not typically a snacker, but I would notice like between lunch and dinner, I had to add like a banana with peanut butter. I was trying to get like protein and stuff because I was trying to be healthy about it, or a handful of nuts, or not ice cream, right? Like something that would help me. A small snack. You heard me, small snack, small snack. And I tried to do something healthy because I knew that like I had depleted myself from the run. Also, make sure that you've increased your water and know that when you first start to lift weights and you are ripping down your muscle, which is exactly what happens, your body will hang on to fluid to help build that muscle back up. Okay. So you will notice, might notice, will probably see, not 100%. A little bit of an increase in your weight, but for a very short period of time, as your body gets used to that tearing down of the muscle and building it back up. So that's not when you also say, well, fuck it. I can't exercise and lose weight. This is pointless. And then we end up either giving up the exercise or we give up the weight loss because we can't, it doesn't work anyway. Okay. So you need to cool your jets. Wait a minute, and then look at it from that point of view. Robin said, I love the mini Clif bars when I'm doing long distances. Yes. A baggie of pretzels or a goo gel. Yep. I use a handheld water bottle and or hydration vest. Yes. I did carb load for my 5 hour and 8 hour races, but that was just the night before. That's not like during training and stuff. Yes. And so, but that is what you want to really watch. It's those, and it all comes, y'all, from I don't know. I think even Richard Simmons on his deal-a-meal, if you would exercise, you got more carbs. I think that you did, if I remember correctly. Weight Watchers, you earn back food for exercise. And so a lot of us have a belief that exercise gets you more food. And that's what you have to be very careful about. You have to be careful about. And Robin said she did carb load on Thursday night for a Saturday morning race. Yeah. But that was like once. So it's not all the time. So you just, that's the stuff you want to watch out for. Deal a meal. It did give you more cards. Thank you, Kathy. I feel so validated right now. I believe even Richard gave you an extra card from way back in the way back day. We're taking it to the way back day. So, but it's just how we're trained, but it's really not true. It's really not true. You still have it in your basement. When I cleaned out my mama's house, I got rid of her deal of mail, but I did sit there and look through it a little bit. Yeah. So it's just watch out for those thoughts. Oh, my fitness pal will tell me I earned an extra 500 and I'll tell it to pound sand. Vern said those of us who believe Richard Simmons and Jane Fonda can't walk well today. It's an oldie but a goodie. My favorite though was Susan Powder. Y'all remember her with that blonde? That's probably why I followed Corinne. She reminded me of Susan Powder, a loud blonde woman. Stop the insanity. Y'all remember her? I was all it. Fat makes you fat, honey. I was low fat, but those Snackwell cookies, oh, low fat. I would eat them till I got the run so bad. I would eat them, a whole fucking box of them, because Susan Powder said I could. I sure did. I remember her. I remember her awful hair, that white hair, honey. In Weight Watchers, I would pick. I did love a Snackwell. That devil food. Do they still sell Snackwells? I did love it. That devil food Snackwell. Oh, they still do. Stop the insanity, honey. She was. I need to go. I'm gonna look on YouTube today and just watch a video for old time's sake. I'm sure she's still there. And then I did the Sansone Walk Away the Pounds, Leslie. A lot of people still in this membership. You know, she still does those walk-in videos where you just stand. I'd be like, I don't walk 5 miles, just stand in front of that television, just to walk in. Y'all, we could go down diet memory lane. Yeah, I love Leslie Sansone. She was so good. Walk Away the Pounds. Girl, I've done them all. I have done them, everyone. Oh, she's an Uber Eats driver now. See, Kim. You know, we're doing a brand new call on Saturday, and it's called Coffee and Connections. It's not going to go in the replay, but it's just for whoever's around hanging out. And it's for shit like this. We're just going to sit around and chew the fat, talk about, old diets that we did. We'll tell you about our life and whatnot, just what's going on in our life. And we're going to try them different. We're going to do different days and stuff. So we're going to try it this time, see how it works. If it goes really well, what time is it? It's 11 Central, because I know it's noon Eastern. So 11 Central. We'll just hang out and like just talk about our lives. Bring a coffee, bring a whatever, bring a snack. I don't care. But it will be the Brady Bunch style call. So everybody look like they're on the Brady Bunch. But you can turn, leave your camera off. You ain't got to. You ain't got to turn it on. And then, but when we, like I said, it's just gonna be chit chatting. It's not teaching, it's not coaching. It's just like hang out. Like, we're all no BS women. Let's just get to know other, like, what are you going through? Who dropped their kids off at school? Whatever. So we'll be talking, just chit chatting. Basically, that's all we're gonna do. And then, if it goes well, when we plan it again, we might plan one in the evening, or we may plan one midday, or we may plan one on Sunday, like, whatever. Yeah, so it's just hanging out and chilling. It's not, we do enough coaching, y'all. Y'all got enough shit coaching weight loss to listen to. Y'all got ass coaches. You've got me. You got all of that stuff, for weight loss. But we're also a community of badass women that like we talk to each other all the time in Facebook. And I see y'all's names fly through in Zoom all the time, or I get an email from y'all. But just to like talk and chit chat. I don't know. Just shoot the shit. I don't know. Just come on, hang out. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Nancy. Karen, it is. So, but yeah. So we're just hanging out. Oh, Laura said, I'm proud to say I never did Prancercise. I remember Prancercise. I don't think I did Prancercise. I don't think I did. Anyway, all right, y'all. That's what we're gonna do on Saturday. Just talk shit to each other. That's it. That's it. Shit chat. Oh my God. I'm gonna write that down. Let me write it down. Shit chat. I love it. I wrote it down on my note. I have consider it stolen, Lisa. It's stolen. It was yours. Now it's mine. I love it. Chit chat. 11 Central, 12 Eastern. And then that's as far as I can get y'all. That's as far as I can get y'all on time zones. I've missed so many meetings. Stitch and bitch. Cocktails with the coaches for the evenings. Now listen, Jean, that's something I can get behind. I can get behind. Oh, 9 Pacific. Look, somebody's mathing over there right now. All right, y'all. I will see y'all later. I will see y'all Saturday. I'm gonna be here. It's fine. Mary, you can catch the next one, honey. You can catch the next one. All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a great Wednesday. Bye.